Boston area voters are frustrated with transportation problems, and they don't feel like it's improved in the last 5 years. A new WBUR poll out this morning finds dissatisfaction with the MBTA's performance and how the system has been managed. WBUR's Ininjor and Wameka spoke to commuters about their concerns.
I'm at Park Street Station, where the green and the red lines meet. It's during the evening rush hour commute, and the platform here is pretty packed. I spoke with Jane Lee, who commutes every day from Quincy to Kendall Square, and she says her experience on the T is pretty terrible.
Being on the red line for the past probably 7 years or so, I just can't think of a time when the T was running smoothly for a week straight. It's actually gotten worse, I think.
Lee is hardly alone in that feeling, especially after two trains recently derailed. Ride the T and you'll find plenty of frustration. In a new WBUR poll, just 4% of Boston area voters say it's gotten easier to get around the region. And they see little improvement with the MBTA. 76% say the condition of the T has stayed the same or gotten worse since the historic snowstorms of 2015 shut down the entire system. MassInc pollster Steve Cazella conducted the survey for WBUR.
There's some disconnect there when you look at the amount of attention and the amount of political attention that's been focused on transportation and just the lack of a difference in people's lives that people are feeling.
Voters also feel Governor Charlie Baker hasn't done enough to fix the T. Even though most voters like the governor, just 29% approve of how he's handled the MBTA. 52% disapprove. Poll respondent Will Neely lives in Salem and says he wants to see more from the governor when it comes to transportation.
The leadership should come from the top, and he technically governs the whole state. And I just think it's going to take vision and planning, but it's going to take a lot of money to make it better.
Some of that money could come in the form of taxes or fees. But despite the frustration with transportation in the region, most voters don't support revenue options like raising the gas tax, adding more tolls, or fees on cars that enter Boston during rush hour. Voters do strongly support one measure, a tax on incomes over $1 million. It's something lawmakers are considering. Aaron Stone is one of the poll respondents who supports this so-called millionaire's tax.
I believe that people should be taxed more if they have more income, not less. And it makes sense to me that a portion of that would go towards public transportation.
In just a few days, commuters will be asked to contribute more towards public transportation as MBTA fares go up. 70% of Boston area voters say the new fare should be postponed. MassInc pollster Steve Cazella says voters just don't believe the fare hikes will lead to better service.
People think it's much more likely that traffic will get worse if their fares are increased than they think the T service will get better.
MBTA fares will go up by an average of about 6% on July 1st, something the T reminds commuters back at Park Street Station.
Attention passengers, new fares go into effect on Monday, July 1st.
Deanne Stroud waits on the platform for the next leg of her commute to Randolph, and she's not happy about the fare hikes at all.
That's completely unfair to all of us to have to, like, take forever to get to what we need to get to, the inconvenience of that, and then they're still going to go up on the rate. So if they're going to do that, provide us with good services.
Transit officials say investments have been made in the T in the last few years, and without that, the current situation could be much worse. This week, the Baker administration put out a plan to speed up fixes to the T's aging infrastructure. It remains to be seen whether it will be enough to restore confidence in a system that 82% of voters say is in crisis or has major problems. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Zininjor and Wameka.
The margin of error in this WBUR poll is 4.9%. For a closer look at the results, visit our website, wbur.org.